Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are very pleased to have representatives of the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra here in our beautiful studios in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. Stephen Turo is back. Welcome back, Stephen. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to see you too, Michael.
Nice to have you with us, and we are going to also have some special guests today. We have a studio full of people. And hopefully they're going to be quiet during the show. But if they get rowdy, it's okay. First off, we have a father-son combination. Chris and Quinn Eastburner here. Welcome, Chris and Quinn.
Thank you very much. We're happy
Thanks.
To be here.
Nice to have you with us also. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is actually a series of summer concerts that are going to take place this summer by the orchestra. And we're going to go from URI to the new Ocean State Theater in Warwick to the very farther northern reaches of Rhode Island in Woonsocket at the Stadium Theater. All those things we'll be talking about. But before we do that, Stephen is the music director and conductor of the orchestra and has been here in the past a few times. Stephen, tell us what's happening new, what's exciting with the group.
Well, as we're going to hear this evening and talk about, we have an exciting season of concerts that will be happening very soon, and we have, which is not common for us, but we have three soloists this season, which is very exciting and new for us to be doing. Two violin soloists, a father-son duo, which we're going to hear from very soon, and a classical guitar soloist, which is, again, new for us. So it's a really exciting season, along with some traditional favorite pops favorites.
And the fact that you're going to be covering the state, more or less, starting down at URI, and that's going to be on August 8th, and tickets are available for that concert. So just in a couple of weeks now, you'll be getting down to URI to be there. Tickets are only $15 for that event. Is that a misprint? Is that right?
No, that's correct. Yeah, wow. It's very reasonable for what the audience will be hearing.
What a deal. That'll be at the Fine Arts Center, and most people that are familiar with URI know where that is. So that'll be on 7 o'clock on Saturday, August 8th. And part of that concert will be our first two guests that we introduced here. Composer Chris Eastburn, composer and player of several instruments, I take it?
Yes.
And what kind of instruments do you play?
I mostly write and arrange at the piano. It's mm-hmm. really, the breadth of it in terms of the range is really helpful for thinking about orchestra and translating things to orchestra. In terms of my performing, I do a fair amount of acoustic guitar. I also play electric bass in a orchestra show that travels around the country that I wrote the orchestrations for.
Wow.
So I play a lot of Billy Joel, Elton John music on electric bass.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the Boston area, I play a fair amount of acoustic guitar with folk choirs I direct and arrange for. And been playing a lot more bluegrass since my young son, who's 10 years old, here he plays bluegrass fiddle and has been a prodigy player since he's been about 5 or 6. And so I've been finding myself at bluegrass festivals accompanying on acoustic guitar too.
And you used to be Chris Eastburn, now you're Quinn's dad,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I know how that works. Quinn, welcome to the studio. Let's just let the audience hear your voice a little bit. How old are you?
10.
10 years old, and you've been playing for about 5 years or so?
Yeah.
Wow. And you enjoy playing the...
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Do you have to practice a lot, or does it just come naturally?
No, I have to practice a lot.
You practice a lot. Well, that's a good thing. Practice is a good thing. That is the way you get better and better. And what piece will you be performing when you perform with the orchestra?
Oh, Devil Goes Down to Georgia.
The Devil Goes Down to Georgia. And we just happen to be fortunate enough to have a recording of that. Chris, where was this recording made?
So this was made at my home studio, and Ocean State will be playing the orchestra parts, and Quinn and I arranged this together this spring. This came at a request of Steve last summer. We were guests of the orchestra then, and we did a piece called the Bluegrass Concerto for Little Fiddle, where we had guitar and violin, and went over swimmingly. And
that was an original work, right?
That was original, incorporating traditional tunes in it.
That you wrote.
Yes. And then Steve suggested, have you considered doing Devil Goes Down to Georgia? And that was already part of our fiddle guitar repertoire, so we pulled it out and played it for him before a concert last summer, and we decided at that point that we would arrange it at some point over this year. And so... anyway, what you're going to hear is a recording I made with I call them my MIDI All-Stars.
Yeah, MIDI All-Stars.
The MIDI All-Stars, it's the Macintosh at home, but they do a reasonable facsimile of an orchestra. Mm-hmm. And then Quinn and I playing over top of that, or singing over top of that, and Quinn playing some fiddle.
All right, let's give it a listen right now.
Boys, my name's Johnny, and it might be Sam, but I'm going to take your bet you're going to grit out of the best there have been. Johnny, up y'all go and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell will loose in Georgia and the devil hears the cards. If you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, devil gets your soul.
Devil opened up his case, he said, I'll start the show. Fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up the bow. He pulled the bow across strings and it made an evil hiss. And a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, bacon and dough. Granny's doll by no time, no. Devil bowed his head, he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet.
Devil, come back if you ever want to try again. I haven't told you what you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny's a dog by no time, no.
Well, that'll get you toe tapping. That's a very interesting arrangement. And Quinn, you had something to do with that, I guess, right? You're right in there.
Yeah. So,
is it hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But well, anyways, my dad, he was orchestrating another, like, he had done Billy Joel on John. It was really successful, but he wanted to do another.
or like a conductor asked him to. So he asked me to do it.
Oh, yes. So here's a little story to that. Is I was in the midst of writing a follow-up show to an orchestra show that I currently travel around the country with. And so we knew Steve had asked us to do Devil Goes Down to Georgia for this summer. And I knew it was something Quinn was interested in doing. And he'd been composing a lot over the last year, in addition to playing violin and playing fiddle. And so I realized the constraints of my own time in terms of needing to dive into another big orchestrating project, and said, Quinn, could you get a good start on this Devil Goes Down to Georgia orchestration? And so what did you start with?
The strings.
Started with the strings.
Yeah.
And
and then I did the brass and the winds.
But the
brass and the winds I've never written for before, so he changed them a lot.
Yeah, the string, a little minor adjustments here
but
and there.
But the strings I did mostly.
The strings, he did most of what the orchestra will be playing on the string parts. And then, as Quinn said, you know, we sat with Sam Adler's orchestration text and went through, and I acquainted him with, you know, the ranges of the various brass instruments and the winds. And then I would take his gestures sometimes, and mm-hmm. you know, my training is mostly in composition and arranging and orchestrating, and so it was interesting to play off of his impulses in the first time he's sort of taking a stab at writing brass and wind parts, and then sort of professionalizing them in a context in a certain way.
Amazing. It's very amazing when you stop and think about you know, I'm sure if you'd come up to me and ask me to do that, I would have done exactly what I just did then.
Pause. What?
Yep. Well, that's amazing at 10 years old and be able to handle something like that and to do it. That's an amazing talent. Congratulations, Quinn. Keep it going. Yeah. You got to come back someday and bring us some more of your work so that we can listen to how your progress is going.
Sounds
all right?
Great.
All right.
You can count on it.
And the two of you will be at two of the three performances that the Ocean State Summer Pops is doing. First off, the one we mentioned at URI Fine Arts on August 8th at 7 o'clock. And then the one up in Woonsocket at the Stadium Theater, which is Saturday, August 29th, also at 7 o'clock. And, Chris, you have a website that people can get more information if they're interested about you?
Yeah, if you'd like to hear a little bit of Quinn's playing, you go to fiddlinquinn.com. That's without a G, fiddlinquinn.com, and you'll see some video of his traditional bluegrass playing. You can also, if you search the Bluegrass Concerto for Little Fiddle, you'll see Quinn and myself with the Ocean State Summer Pops last summer. And then I have a website, eastburnmusic.com, where you can hear some of my compositions and orchestration.
Eastburnmusic.com,
yes.
Okay, exactly. Great. All right, well, it's great to have you both with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Mike.
We're going to go back to Stephen and find out some more things about the concerts coming up before we take our first break. And you brought a piece that features five musicians that you brought with you, and let's talk about that. That will be in all three of the shows?
That will, yes. That's going to be in all three of our concerts.
Tell us about that.
This piece, it's the Por Una Cabeza. It's going to be played by a quintet. Two violins, accordion, which is different, mm-hmm. piano, and string bass. This particular piece it's a beautiful piece and it's famous in its own right, but I think it was really brought to the public in 1992 when it was part of the movie Scent of a Woman. And I'm sure that people who have seen that movie and continue to watch
right,
it
very
will
popular.
Yeah, it's gonna are gonna recognize this piece.
All right, do we have the names of the five musicians?
Yes, we do.
Why don't we give them a little credit? We'll listen to that and take our first break.
We sure do. On violin, it'll be Hagop on Mahihan, Melody Albanese Kelly, accordion Anita DeLuca, piano Brittany Dyer, and bass Rini Fontaine.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with the one and only, the talented, the cute, the cuddly, Stephen Toro, the director of the Ocean State Summer Pops. Stephen, have you ever been introduced that way before?
No, never, but I like it.
You like it. All right, yeah. We'll leave it in. And we're talking about a performance that is going to take place at the URI Fine Arts Center on August 8th, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And I just want to clarify that last piece that we listened to before we went on break was an orchestration from the movie, correct, that we were talking about?
Correct, right.
Not your group playing.
Right.
However, the five soloists that you introduced will be all members of your group, right?
Right. They are. They have been with the orchestra for many years, actually. Different from the soloists that will be appearing with us.
Okay. Great. And so now we have that. We have a brand new guest for our second segment here of the program. And I was going to say Jorge, but it's George. Either way.
Either way.
Gardos is here. He's a violinist, and you're going to be one of the people performing with the group. Welcome to Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Let's find out a little bit about you. You've been around a little bit longer than our previous guest, Quinn. But you have a little bit in common. You probably started playing music at about the same age.
About the same. Maybe a tiny bit earlier.
Maybe four or five.
Between 4 and 5.
And
yes. I was lucky that my parents both were violinists, and every male member of my family was a violinist.
Wow. That's a little unusual, I think, to have everybody involved in the same thing. Is that why you started? It was like that's all you knew?
Just started because I just loved the sound of the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was forcing me.
No.
As a matter of fact, when I was begging for an instrument, my father was very cautious and bought me a toy violin. Wanted to see if the interest would last.
Right.
But I put an end to it accidentally because as I like to turn during my sleep, and I took my violin with me to bed because I loved it so much. And in the morning, I was in one piece, but the violin
was not.
I was really brokenhearted. So I got a real violin.
I was going to ask you if you started by picking up one of the family members' violins, but you got a toy one to start with, and then your real one, and that came, what, maybe about that same age? How long did that toy one last?
Just maybe a few weeks.
Less. You got right into the real thing pretty quickly.
And, yes.
You've been playing over 10 years now, if you started when you were 4 or 5.
yes.
Over slightly. 20, over 30, over 50?
I'm old enough to know better.
All right. We don't have to nail it down too much, but you've been doing this a long time. And that occurred when you were not in this country, I found out off air during the commercial break. Yeah. You're originally from?
Hungary.
Budapest. And came to America at what age?
Well, first I went to Venezuela.
Oh, okay.
It would be a long story. It was for my father's health.
Uh-huh.
He had a heart problem, and the doctor told him the only salvation to go to a warm climate.
Okay.
Or hot climate.
Right.
So
off to Venezuela.
So we lived 10 years there.
Mm-hmm.
And I originally wanted to come here, but my father really needed to go in that direction.
Right.
But I came to study in one of the top teachers in this country in the summer, and that led to moving into this country, which
and
I
was,
originally wanted.
Yeah, about how old at that point? 20 or?
A little more than that.
A little more than that, all right. And what part of the country was that in that you ended up in?
My summer studies were in the Galamian, Mr. Galamian's so-called camp, mm-hmm. or he called it concentration camp in upstate New York, but I came directly to Indiana University,
and
I was given a teaching assistantship.
Right. Okay. So
working
back home,
on my master's.
Back home again in Indiana. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, it's nice to have you here. Are you residing in New England now? Are you nearby?
Yes, I'm fairly nearby. I am a devoted resident of Rhode Island.
Well, there you go.
Yes, right away it was love at first sight.
Stephen, how did you happen to come across George?
Well, our professional relationship is it's getting on in years. George and I are very invested into music education in Rhode Island, and we both belong to an organization that's dear to my heart because growing up in Rhode Island, I participated in the music festivals of the Rhode Island Music Educators Association.
Okay.
And George and I both sit on the board of the organization. George is our string consultant, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, yeah. George?
You know how to pull the strings?
Well, they tell me.
And I'm a past president of this board and the organization in the state. And again, I grew up in it, mm-hmm. playing clarinet, which is my prime instrument. So that's our professional relationship. But I do want to say we've become such good friends. 2 years ago, as well, George was asked by our board to be the conductor of the senior All-State Orchestra. And so George and I had many conversations about that and the process of that. So we've become such good friends. We text or talk quite a bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of music between us. So I'm thrilled that George is going to be a guest soloist with the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
And is that going to be the first concert or the second one?
That's going to be the first two concerts.
The first two? Okay.
Yes, he'll be at URI and the Ocean State Theater.
All right. The Ocean State Theater concert is going to be on August 15th. That's Saturday night at 7 p.m. And if you haven't had a chance to get to the Ocean State Theater, you must do it. And this will be a wonderful opportunity. There's not a bad seat in the house, but I've got to imagine that's going to be a great place for you to perform.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've never performed there. And so the orchestra is looking forward to it. And George actually went there recently to just check out the acoustics and what the theater is about.
Excellent.
It brought back some good information to me, too, as well.
Right. I've had the privilege of producing many shows there that we've been fortunate enough to have sold out in the a cappella world. And I'm there every month when they have a new show, when the Ocean State Theater brings in a new program, whether it's Rounding Third or Gypsy or whatever, those are the two summer performances. I do a talk back with the audience the first Sunday of the whatever performance it is. So
that's great.
You'll have to catch the Addams Family coming up this fall.
Wow.
And things like that, and join us at the Ocean State Theater. It's a great facility. Let's get back to the music and talk about violins, and we have a piece of music that you brought with you, George. Tell us about that and where it was recorded.
The piece is written by Saint-Saëns, one of my very favorite composers, a French composer, and it happens to be something many French composers have very close connection with Spanish dances, music, so Latin, and of course the famous Carmen, which was written by another French composer, Bizet. And it so happens that this piece was written 12 years after Carmen was introduced. And I do feel that there is a very close connection. If you hear, I think fairly self-explanatory, the piece shows a very seductive character, as if Carmen had a second life. it goes through many things as if another Don Jose, a new version, he had to seduce and goes through many things and some maybe male acrobatic dances also. And then there's a beautiful ending as if they sat down And instead of the very brutal ending of Bizet Carmen,
yeah,
when she was stabbed to death, this is like meditating about everything.
Okay.
So, and it so happens that, you know, it's very nice to describing, but to play, this is one of the, considered one of the most difficult violin solo pieces. And it's in the repertory of some greats like Heifetz and Itzhak Perlman and Joshua Bell and...
And you.
And
All right, let's give it a listen right now. Beautiful violin being played by George Gardoz, and it's amazing to me, since I have absolutely zero talent in that area. I sing, and I've always admired people that can play an instrument, and that's just amazing playing. And you've played that piece several times, right, in the past?
Correct, seven times.
Seven times, and so now we're going to be coming up with number 8 and number 9. At the next two performances with the Ocean State Summer Pops. Well, George, it was great to have you with us here today. We should probably have you come in sometime and just do a show with you and your music. That would be very interesting to get that down.
Thank you. It would be my pleasure.
All right. That's tremendous. And, Steve, you seem to have some pretty talented friends.
I'm glad I have an opportunity here. I just want to say that, George, you are a wealth of knowledge, and I'm in awe of your expertise. I feel so fortunate that you're going to be performing with the Summer Pops Orchestra, and that we have this musical relationship, because I learn from you every time we're together. so much, and I absorb all that I can when you when you're talking about music. It's great.
Thank you. It is mutual.
Well, good. That's a good thing that it's mutual, and I look forward to hopefully I can catch one of those performances. It would be wonderful to see you at work. Stephen, we're going to have to take another break in just a moment, but I understand you have another piece of music that's involved in the concerts. Tell us about this next piece.
Yes, would love to. It is a guitar concerto. It's going to be the second movement of a three-movement concerto, and the title is Concierto de Aranjuez.
See, that's why I had you do it.
Yeah. I think I just squeaked by. Yeah. Thanks to George and his tutelage here.
Right.
It's a beautiful piece of music. Very, very, very beautiful. And the soloist will be another dear friend of both George and myself, who was also very much involved in the Rhode Island Music Educators Association. His name is Wayne Kilcline. And he could not be with us this evening, but I know we have a clip of his of him playing. He's a Providence. He teaches in the Providence school system guitar. He teaches music, and he has a wonderful program. And he has also been director of our All-State Guitar Ensemble. In fact, he is the founder of that portion of our ensemble, so we just started that 2 years ago. So Wayne is he's just a wonderful person and extremely talented musician and guitarist, and we're thrilled to have him as part of this concert series.
Excellent. We'll listen to the piece by Wayne and then take a short break and be back with more of the Ocean State Summer Pops. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra conductor and director Stephen Turow. Stephen, we've talked a lot about the special guests that we had with us in the first two-thirds of our show, and now this this last segment, let's just kind of concentrate on the orchestra and some of the things that are happening or things that might happen. And I guess right off the top, I would say people that are listening sometimes have this inkling, like, I would love to pick up my, you know, whatever, violin and get practiced enough so that I could do something like this. Is there any way for people to get involved with a semi-professional orchestra like this?
Sure. We had a good season early summer. We've had five, I believe, new members come into the orchestra.
Wow.
And they do so by auditioning. I do listen to everyone that would like to play with the orchestra. We have a website, and to get in touch with me, the e-address would be conductor@ospo.org.
OSPO being the initials OSSPO.
Thank you.
So yes. For OceanStateSummerPops.org.
Correct.
Right. But the initials, correct. Okay.
And that that email comes directly to me, and I set up an audition to listen to all of these people. And again, this season has been it's been an abundance of people wanting to play with the orchestra, which has been great.
So they make a recording, send you the MP3 or whatever?
No, we meet in person.
Oh, we meet in person?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to send you a recording of me doing a kazoo see how far I got.
I would love to hear that one in person. I want to see that one.
Oh, you want to see it in person. All right. And about how many people involved with the orchestra at this point?
We have, I believe it's 58. Okay. Numbers
fluctuate.
They fluctuate, but this season we're at 58, which is a healthy orchestra. This is volunteer, which is amazing.
Okay.
I mean, I just see this, and you know, we rehearse on Tuesday evenings. And
what town is that? Where do you rehearse?
We rehearse in East Providence, Rhode Island, at the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School.
Oh, at the music school. Okay.
Yep.
A beautiful facility.
Yeah, it is. It's a great facility.
That's Tuesday evenings.
Tuesday evenings.
And if people want to donate $1,000, they can come and listen to a rehearsal?
Wow. I love it. Let's do it.
See, all you gotta
it's
be
great.
Thinking. You
gotta
be
and,
thinking.
And people do sit in on the rehearsals. The school is so active, even in the summer, mm-hmm. with private music lessons there,
right?
That people will stop in the one of two or both rehearsal rooms that we'll rehearse in, and just sit and listen, and which is great to have people.
Excellent.
People do that.
Well, it sounds
and
like
the orchestra is in it. We're in our 22nd year. Yeah, we started in 1993.
A long-standing organization. That's great. And I just want to review the upcoming events that we've been talking about, so people don't forget. You're going to be at the URI Fine Arts Center on Saturday night, August 8th at 7 o'clock, and tickets are $15 for that program. And then on August 15th, the following week, on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Ocean State Theater, and tickets are $35, but children under 12 are admitted free. And you can get tickets for that by going to the OceanStateTheater.org website. It's a great way to buy tickets on there. You can pick out your seats and so forth. So check that out. And then on the 29th of August, the end of the month, the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. And that's also a 7 o'clock performance. And tickets are $16, $21, and $26 for that. And you can get information about that by going to the Stadium Theater website. So all of those things coming up, and it's of great interest. We're going to play a piece of music from a CD that you have that was, I guess, recorded a few years ago.
Yeah, it was recorded in 2008, actually, at St. Paul Church in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Okay, and we're going to get a little patriotic right now and do some things from the two pieces from the CD in just a moment. But the first piece is one of those that is always good to play, and that's track 7, and that's the your favorite rendition of?
Yeah, well, that's the Armed Forces Salute,
right.
Which is a wonderful piece, and I'll tell you, it's so emotional when we perform this piece, because what I do is before we play it, I ask that members of our armed forces, when they hear their particular theme song, to stand up and be recognized, and that's what it's all about.
All
and
right.
This is a favorite. We don't do it every year, but when we do it, even on return visits to the the same venue, people just there's not a dry eye in the theater or hall that we're playing.
Thank you.
Stephen, not to top your story, but as I've mentioned several times on this show, as I travel around the country emceeing concerts, I've also been involved with the Armed Forces Medley, and I was doing a show at the Kennedy Center. And I told the audience that we were going to ask them to stand when their particular branch of the service was mentioned. And I believe it starts with Army. There's different versions.
Exactly.
But,
caissons.
But I do remember that in the front row, this man stood up for Army, and along with many others, but I could see very clearly because I stayed right at the lectern as the group was singing, and I could see the audience, and I was prepared to yell out Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, that type of thing. And a Navy man stood up for his, and then when it got to be Marines, there was a man sitting right in the center of the front row who probably at the time was a World War II vet. I mean, this man was getting along in years, and when it came time for Marines, he couldn't get, he was feeble enough so that he could not get out of his chair and stand up. And one of the Navy guys from beside him and one of the Army guys from on the other side of him went over and helped him up.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was one of those moments I will never forget. And always, like you say, wherever you do it, brings a chill. And it's just a very, very small way of thanking all those that have served and continue to serve for our country. And, Stephen, I want to thank you for coming in today, and we have an announcement. We're going to save people some money.
Yeah, there we go.
We found out during the commercial break that I said the tickets were $35 for the August 15th concert at the Ocean State Theater. Well, what we've done is we've reduced the price. Actually,
right.
I misspoke. They're only $27. So a great opportunity to take that in. $27 for tickets at the Ocean State Theater. And if you mention Stephen's name, you might get a free 8x10 glossy of Stephen.
That's a scary thought, but
well,
try it.
Thank you very much for coming in, Stephen. It's great to see you.
Oh, Michael, it's always a pleasure. This is my third time in this program, and I just love it here. As
I was
telling you during the break, it's just a great, so warming and comfortable here with you.
Well, thank you. Really, we'll have to have you back for your holiday pops.
I'd love to.
All right, we'll have you look forward to seeing you again in the fall and having the holiday pops. We're going to go out listening to Stars and Stripes Forever, performed by the Ocean State Summer Pops, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.